Iowa may rank number one in corn production, but it ranks 50th when it comes to eating fruits and vegetables. I'm Ben Nully, and this is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America.
When you consider the value of a new piece of land, consider the value of your lender. Because only Farm Credit Services of America offers cash-back dividends. Along with attractive rates and farm-friendly terms, our real estate financing is eligible for cash-back dividends. And considering today's land values, the dividends can be significant. For real estate financing, call Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here. Equal housing lender.
Erin McLaren is Director of Programs for Iowa Healthy Estate Initiative. She says Iowa has some challenges with eating healthy food.
Iowans eat about a median of one serving of fruits and 1.5 servings of vegetables per day, so that's far below the recommended 5 servings of fruit and vegetable. So we need to work on getting people eating more produce.
And what are some barriers, I guess, as to why people aren't eating healthier foods?
Well, we found the number one barrier was cost. So people thought that it was too expensive to get fresh or healthy foods. The second being transportation. Both of those are socioeconomic related issues.
One way McLaren says they're working on this problem is through a program called Double Up Food Bucks.
Double Up Food Bucks is a nutrition incentive program that is specifically focused for low-income Iowans that are receiving federal food assistance, otherwise known as SNAP. So SNAP recipients can come to participating farmers market and get their SNAP dollars doubled up to $10 per market day. Those double-up food bucks are then eligible to be spent on locally grown fruits and vegetables.
She says buying local means helping local farmers.
The dollars that double-up food bucks provides are only eligible to be spent on locally grown fruits and vegetables, so that means that the dollars are going straight into the pockets of Iowa farmers and staying within the local communities. So benefits farmers and also communities are starting to thrive.
McLaren adds the program began earlier this year and says they plan to scale up efforts in the next 3 years. Sign up for our e-newsletter at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ben Nully on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.